Do it yourself. DIY. Solitary confinement in the digital age. Hey, little baby, you want to do a podcast? Yeah, I guess it's the first day after the break. There was a break. Now it's the first day after the break. And I believe that the future of this podcast is about to become consumed with the topic of DIY, do it yourself. What a far-reaching, beautiful subject.
Oh, a little chime.
It says, "Oh, good," and a set of red lips. Progress, podcast in progress. Sorry, sugar. You're gonna have to take this podcast as my response.
Sorry, sugar sister, I'm sorry. So,
do it yourself. What a beautiful theme to begin after the break in solitary confinement in the digital age. Day one. Spring is here. Do it yourself. Such a great theme. Like right now, for example, right now in my basement. This is not, no word of a lie, are all the assembled parts of a cement mixer. The stones that I have stacked beneath my barn in one section have fallen completely. My idea was to get a cement mixer and come out here and load up that barn. I have mixed cement before. That's one thing I've done. Mixed it, I've lain it. I know my first stuff is not going to be very good, but this is not a situation. This is not an aesthetic thing I'm going for right now beneath the barn. I just want this barn not to fall into the water. It was made 125 years ago. It's like roofs. It's, whatever. Everyone I know is telling me to just get rid of it, but I just don't know. Anyway, right, Castro? DIY. Again, I realize I'm in the perfect place for myself right now. The far out realms. The far out realms. Oh, probably just a repeat. So do it yourself. So I'm gonna have to. I was feeling that, I guess that every spiritual path has its evolutions. You must be sensitive to these little evolutions. Your head cast. You must keep growing. Oh, she's gonna try to trick me on air. Okay. You must keep growing. You must keep transforming. Keep doing what works. And like, so I think a big gauge as to like the level of success. I think a big gauge now in this next, I don't know what you call it, this next post break. I guess this is stage two of solitary confinement in the stage three, actually. I think it's stage three. The first was the inchoate ideas of a drunken man. The second was the attempt at putting the best foot forward for a change. And that is what this podcast is going to be about, is putting the best foot forward and continually striving to put the best foot forward. The nipple will dribble the harder you try. The nipple will dribble the harder you try. And the same applies for DUI. Sorry, DUI. DIY. DUI is not the way to do it yourself. DIY, do it yourself. As it stands right now, I have a hopefully not entirely botched plumbing operation going on. I didn't bathe yesterday because I wanted to let the. I just wanted to not disrupt the caulking or the goop, the caulking and then the goop. I don't know what comes first, the caulking and then or the goop. Of course, we all know what comes first. So anyway, I'm gonna apply another layer of that today. I'm gonna go and try. I just can't believe this. This cement mixer. I just can't believe it. Like nothing is easy. I get this thing. I pull it. I've got nine assembly steps, tons of parts. I'll try. Hey, Bobby. Castro's saying hi. She's being affectionate. Aw. Hey. And so I'm gonna try to. I've gotta make the cement mix. Like I've gotta build it, and then I gotta start mixing the cement. But hopefully, I can be
you know, hopefully within a week, hopefully within 1 week, like what's today, Monday? Hopefully by next Monday, I would say not next Monday, I would say next Tuesday. Let's say Tuesday, because that's when it's more going to be more financially realistic. I will be able to start pouring cement beneath the barn. I think that's good. Let's call that the goal. The goal. Let's call that the goal. I think there should be a Monday goal. Let's try to get a little structure here. Let's talk about it. DIY, because I'm going to need more structure to get these projects done. I'm going to need more organization. I'm going to need you to jump it up. What's this? You want to take this one over here? Take it away. Oh, that's not for the day. This is the daytime one, isn't it? That's right. You want your daytimes, don't you? Oh, take this one. This is JoJo's. Little bumpers. So yeah, do it yourself. So I have to, today I've got to, I think that should be a measure of the success of the podcast. If we can do that, let's try it. I'm going to write this down. Monday goal, a Monday goal. Where's my notebook? I know where it is. I'm just going to go get it. 1 second. Get the coffee going. Monday goal. So here's the structure of the show. I'm gonna make a little. Should there be a little structure? Should I try to adhere, give the show a structure now too? Like the show started from being something totally rambling, to gaining a little bit more of a. Generally getting better, and now I think I should try to bring a little bit more in. I think I need to continue on the quest. Continue on the path. We're going to have some... this episode of Solitary Confinement is brought to you by Tim Hortons. I'm having some Tim Hortons instant coffee. Courtesy of the Primes. So a Monday goal. So my Monday goal. Let's do this. I'm going to write the structure of the show as I talk. The Monday goal... This way, they say you're supposed to have goals. And you enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Okay. Solitary confinement in the digital age. Structure. SC in the DA. Yeah. SC in the DA with ADT, Monday goal, the show's a general structure, the Monday goal, the theme for this batch is DIY, let's go. DIY, and it's going to be a Monday goal. A Monday goal. And so every Monday, we will reassess the goal. Reassess and set. Just one. Let's just try this. This is supposed to be a work of personal transformation. I'm going to have to develop some systems. I am not a man's man. I am not well trained in the manly arts. I'm definitely more interested in function than aesthetics, although I want to bring some aesthetics, but right now I've just got to figure out, like right now everything's a mess. Right now everything's a mess, and it's a perfect metaphor for my life. My house is a mess. It's on the verge of collapse. But I'm here. I've got the means, the motivation anyway, the motivation, and the opportunity. And summer's coming, and there's nothing I like better than working in my yard in the summer, in this beautiful backyard. So I've got to build a cement mixer. So my goal, okay, for this Monday,
this Monday, the Monday goal for Monday, what's the date? Easter Monday. Christ is risen. To allow Christ to rise inside me, the Christ-like, the Christ spirit, the essence of Christ, the Christ we know and love, the Christ, to allow that Christ to be reborn inside of me, to ask that essence of Christ into my heart, to not be so opinionated about that Christ, to be as humble as that Christ. That Christ was the superior person. He was humble. He was willing to let others go ahead of him. He was courteous. His good manners stemmed from his humility and his concern for others. He was good-natured. He was calm most of the time when he wasn't smashing temples. He was always inwardly acknowledging the wonder he felt for all of creation. He was willing to give another the credit. He spoke well of everyone, ill of no one, except for some people. He believed in himself and others. He definitely believed in himself. He was struggling to believe with others. He was wanted to forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. He believed in himself and in others. He did not swear. He was physically fit. He did not overindulge. He knew what was enough. He could cheerfully go without. There's not a lot of biblical stories where Christ is portrayed as cheerful, but I'm sure he could be cheerful. He could cheerfully do without. He's willing to look within himself to find the error. He's true to what he believed. He was true to what he believed. He was gentle. He was able to make decisions and to act on them. He laughed easily. He could cry. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. He laughed easily. He could cry. It was all right with him if another could win. One, his happiness for another's happiness was sincere. His sorrow for another's sorrow was certainly sincere. He had no hidden agendas. That was what led him to the cross. He had no hidden agendas. He was thrifty. He was not in want, and therefore he was not in want. He found a use for everything and everyone. Jesus. He was genuinely happy. He laughed easily. I don't know about this side of Jesus. He could cry. It was all right with him. It was all right with him if another won. Huh? That's easy. You could cry. What? No. I gotta go check the qualities. I've completely forgotten. Well, I went to my spiritual room, and I just realized I got muddled in those qualities. I kind of went back on myself, so I'm not going to do those. There's not the sign for that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to read Tolstoy's March 6th reading today. Do it yourself is the theme. The goal for this Monday, the goal I'm setting on this Monday is to, I'll have to write it down. I'm going to write it down. To perform the pouring of concrete. We'll word it that way because the goal is to pour. To perform the pouring, okay, the pouring of concrete. Starting on Oh, okay. On Tuesday, Tuesday, April 13th. Or Wednesday, April 14th, because I might just be getting back with supplies. And I think I'm realizing now I'm coming up to April. The Ides of April, as I call it. Anyway, DIY. Remember repentance. The importance of continual repentance. I must anchor in that as well. Continual repentance. And to be a wellspring of determination. April 5th, I'm going to read from Tolstoy's. April, is that today? Yes, it is. Okay, here's Tolstoy's reading for April 5th. It is difficult to avoid working in life without either sinning, committing violence, being a party to violence, or by flattering and pleasing the agents of violence. Being poor is better than living in luxury and serving the rich. Do not stand at the door of a rich man asking for favors if you hope to lead a good life. A dress presented to you as a gift by the king may be beautiful, but your own simple dress is better. Different meals from the tables of the rich may be good, but a loaf of simple bread from your own table always tastes much better. That's from Musli Dud Din Saadi, whoever that is. And this one's from a Zoroastrian, I think. To those people who do not work the land, the soil says, if you do not work me by applying physical labor with both of your hands, then you will stand in front of the doors of others asking for help. You'll always be fated to use the leftovers of the rich. Do it yourself. DIY. I love it. You'll find that people unwilling to work will either take advantage of others or be humiliated by them. To those people, I like the one of Zoroaster. To those people who do not work the land, the soil says, if you do not work me by applying physical labor with both of your hands, then you will stand in front of the doors of others asking for help. You will always be fated to use the leftovers of the rich. Do it yourself. Oh, I'm so glad I'm here. I'm so glad I have my spiritual room. Let's just do that. Just so much faster. Photo booth. Sound booth, simple sound. To perform the pouring of concrete starting Tuesday, April 13th, but more likely Wednesday, April 14th. That is the Monday goal. The first Monday goal of day one in the DIY segment of solitary confinement in the digital age. I believe this one will last until the end of the summer. That's inshallah. That's the aim for this one, is to make it last till the end of summer. Now, where am I here? Am I on? 18 minutes, 57. The River Reed, Red, Neusville, Tennessee. Okay. Well, this feels like I don't know. I think I should go the whole half an hour. I feel like that's the kind of structure I need, maybe, with this. I feel like half an hour of this, I think half an hour. It should be half an hour. That should be another structural addition here. It seems like Anchor's allowing me to do these half an hour long things now. So why not just do them? It's time I'm spending. It's daily self-renewal. It's a half an hour where I'm focused on daily self-renewal and transformation. Let's see.
half an hour. I'm just going to write half an hour in the brackets. 30 minutes. That's the structure. The Monday goal. That's the Monday goal. Just a little square around the Monday goal. Writing about rendering for real estate is fascinating, kind of. I'm sick of it now, though, writing it, but it is fascinating. Lighting mistakes. My favorite material is the light. Well, Marshall McLuhan said the medium is the light, among other things, but he said the medium is the light. It's all spiritual. It's a spiritual understanding. If you understand that McLuhan is being spiritual, if you understand Marshall McLuhan is being spiritual, then you understand Marshall McLuhan. The medium is the message. And other jubilations. Funny, yesterday, so funny. I've been away from McLuhan. I haven't really been reading him. Yesterday, I started getting the call that I should get the collected letters again. In fact, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go get his collected letters and bring them in here and read a little McLuhan, because McLuhan is somehow essential to my salvation.
Where's those collected letters? Marshall McLuhan, what you doing?
Oh boy, do it yourself. I just looked up. I just realized the garbage truck drove by again. I've missed another garbage day. It's just like Monday's goal, garbage day. Okay. So letters of Marshall McLuhan. Oh, I feel off this podcast. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I was reminded to do this podcast today. It's just such an important thing. It's so cleansing. It's cleansing. It's imperative. It's cleansing and it's imperative. The Cleansing Imperative Podcast. Hey, little pastor, my love. Will I call Mommy Lady soon? Maybe I'll read some Marshall McLuhan and it'll end. I'm going to call my mom. I'll get her a little recording. It's kind of always interesting to... Oh, I forgot to hook a mama. Anyway, I'll just... Corinne and I, interesting to come back. Corinne and I are back after a 7 or 8 week tour of Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, and Hawaii. I've been to all of those places. We also visited Mary and our granddaughter Jennifer in Newport Beach, both going and coming home. Australia was a lot of fun, although it was mainly a work trip. It is colorful and vivid, place and people alike. Also, they have wonderful seafood. Do they ever? Oh. Corinne and I especially enjoyed Fiji, which is exactly what one dreams of its being. Exotic, unspoiled, with native costumes only in evidence. The men large and athletic, in knee-length skirts. See for reference, kilts. CF kilts, I always say see for reference. Anyway. But the kilts are pleated, blah, blah, blah. The Fijian men also wear bright hibiscus flowers behind the ear. If they wear the flower behind the right ear, they are not married. And if it's behind the left ear, they are married. Bula. Anyway, that's a little bit of McLuhan. Back from Oz, eh? He's in Melbourne, where I had large and attentive audiences. He did. There's a great thing online about him, and that I've watched it many times, of McLuhan's live Q&A on National Australian Television. It's a three-part episode. That took place in 77. Sydney Opera. That's where Castro's been, to the Sydney Opera House. Castro's been to Brisbane. We got to see the Tales of Hoffman at the Sydney Opera, and we're told that the architect had designed those fascinating ornaments on the top of the building to resemble whale's teeth. It's a bit like our own City Hall, which consists of two concave and adjacent shells. The winner of the design contest, Revel, was that's who designed Toronto City Hall, told me on the night he was given the prize that he had shaped the building to resemble the white and yolk of an egg. This fact seems to be as little known here as the whale teeth story. I'm trying to get caught up on my backlog of mail at present. Love in our Lord, Marshall and Corinne. That letter that McLuhan wrote was to Sister St. John, who was, she taught classics in the University of Toronto for over 50 years. Sister St. John.
Aw, Marshall.
Anyhow,
let's call a little drama here, see if I can surprise my mother. A little bit of drama, solitary SC in the DA. Let's see if we can get a little entertainment. I'm going to cut it short at half an hour, I think, unless this is a really riveting conversation. Let's see.
Morning.
Hey, sorry, Mama. I got caught up. I was working, doing my article and now secretly taping you on the broadcast secretly.
I probably won't talk too long either.
Secretly recording you.
Anyway,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, how's everything going?
Well, good. I'm just lining up my article for the day. I'm gonna go down and start putting together my cement mixer.
Oh,
a little bit today.
Good luck with that.
I know.
I guess if you just, concentrate and do it step by step, but
I'm just
going
to try
like
just
that,
got this, that huge bag of screws and nuts and everything.
Try not to be too hasty,
I know.
Slow and steady. I don't know. I hope you can figure it out.
Yeah.
Good to have a challenge.
I
guess.
It's like kind of a race between whether I can get the cement mixer together fast enough or whether the barn collapses. It's kind of a little bit of a race.
Is it really that dire?
Well, I don't know. The rocks, I don't know. I hope not. Part of it looks okay at one side, but the other side's like part of it's like just completely in the air. I don't know. And the posts beneath it are not like they've been eaten by water. They're probably as old as the barn itself, I bet.
And I bet that the barn is probably as old as the house, which would be almost 100 years old, right?
Oh, over 100. I think it's over 100 years old, the house.
Yeah, so,
the guesstimates here are around 125. That's what people think.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Leonard Small would know how old the house is.
He probably would, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we asked him. I think that's one of the guys that gave me that guess.
Oh, I was thinking at the time I was there roughly around 97 or something. I don't know where I got that idea from. I really don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. Anyway.
But I don't know. I don't think I ever even thought of it as the barn, but I would say that the tomb probably went up at the same time.
Yeah. But then there was extensions in this house, remember? Like the room I'm in now was not part of this house initially, apparently, Leonard said.
Yeah.
And the front room was built too. The spiritual room was built.
Yeah.
Which is it's my favorite room.
Well, I think that part is pretty sound, the house, other than the roof and a few things and the plumbing, but that's pretty good. But the barn having that tied twice a day in and out would really cause some wear and tear on those pillars,
That's what I mean. I just don't know how, there's just so many of them that are just eaten away so much. Like some of them are just completely rotten at the bottom. So, anyway.
And furthermore, the salt water,
would be kind of
eroding.
Anyway, it's another rainy day here. Yes, it's been 2 days of wind. Yesterday was over 50 kilometer an hour winds, and today it's okay. It's rainy and windy again. It's nice that I have this article to write. I got to get it in today.
Yeah.
And so I've got that to do, but I do have to get cracking. Then 2 days ago though, it was amazing. 2 days ago, the afternoon was so sunny and calm. And I walked around, it was kind of a low tide. I walked around to Israel Cove, but the tide sort of came in a bit. And I was on the rocks, and I was just watching it. It was just so peaceful, and the way the water is just so clean here. And it's just,